The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
This evening I wanted to take this time to, inshallah, help us understand a little bit more about our beloved Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi al-Naqi alayhi salam. The Imam alayhi salam is famous for giving us two very important works, meaning that if you look at all of the important things that we have from the Imams alayhi salam in the form of and Sayyidah Fatima and Rasulullah in the form of like something that they gave us. So in addition to the famous Ziyarat Jamia al-Kabira, Imam Hadi alayhi salam also gave us a ziyara which is known as Ziyara al-Ghadiriya, okay, which is the ziyara that he himself recited when he went to visit the graveside of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So sometime when he was younger than 20 years old, right, he was in his teenage years, the Imam alayhi salam, he was summoned by the Khalifa al-Mu'tasim to Baghdad. And then on his way back to Medina, he stopped in Najaf on the day of Ghadir. So like the 18th of Dhul Hijjah, which is just in a few days, imagine that Imam Hadi alayhi salam is going to the graveside of his great-grandfather, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then he is composing the ziyar. He's visiting him with this text. And this text of Ziyara al-Ghadir is considered to be, like Sheikh Abbas Qumi, for example, you know, the author of Mafatih al-Jinan, he says that I don't know of any text that we have from the Imams that has a stronger chain of narrations in terms of the chain itself, in terms of the people who narrated it. Like, it was like the ajilla, like those companions and the scholars of the school of the Ahlul Bayt, they're the ones who narrated this hadith. Like, it came from, apparently came from Imam Al-Askari and then from like the students of Imam Al-Askari. So it's something which is considered to be very, very authentic and very deep and profound. I'm going to, just as an example, I'm going to quote one of the lines of this beautiful ziyara. And I just want to say here that, you know, we don't, it's a very special opportunity to see what would one imam say to another imam. You know, like for example, we go to Imam Ali alayhi salam and we say that, oh, Imam Ali, you're so great, you know, you fought so bravely in the battles, you're such a great supporter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, you were so knowledgeable, and those things. But what does an imam say, right? What way does he describe Imam Ali alayhi salam? So in this, he says, for example, first of all, one thing is that in this ziyara, he mentions 206 fada'il of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So imagine, you know, all of them are in his mind, and he's just saying them just like that, extemporaneously. So he says there, "Anta ahsanul khalqi ibadatan wa akhlasahum zuhadatan." Of all the people, you are the best of them when it came to worship. You are the most pure when it came to your zuhd or your detachment from the dunya. Wa adabbahum anid din. What does that mean? It means that of all the people, you are the one who is the most concerned about protecting the religion of Islam. You know what happened in history? That when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi was on his deathbed, those people who had in some cases risked their lives to defend the religion, now they were doing exactly what it would take to destroy the religion, right? For it to just be a religion which is at the surface level and not no deep teachings to it, and just something that was a thing of play, that they would just use it for their own purposes. But Imam Ali Islam was the one who, among all the people, was most concerned about protecting the religion. Now this is deep, right? This is how Imam Hadi Ali Islam views Imam Ali Ali Islam. And then he goes on to say, "Aqamta bijuhdika wa," he says that, "wa falalta asakir al-mariqina bi sayfik." He goes on to say, for example, one of the things he says that that whenever there was any war that needed to be fought, with your fingertips you were able to take care of it. It's like, imagine, somebody, they have to do a lot of effort. For Imam Hassan, it was very easy, right? He would just go and he would just take care of things. And then he says that not only that, that when it came to any type of doubts that people had, with your knowledge, you were able to take care of those doubts as well, right? And then he goes on to explain that you are somebody who لا تأخذك في الله لومة لائم, meaning that no one, no matter what other people thought, that never stopped you, right? You were somebody who, because you knew that what you were doing was right, you were never held back from doing what you had to do, right? Which is an amazing quality, that somebody, when they recognize their responsibility with Allah, then they go ahead and do it. It doesn't matter what whether people praise them, whether they blame them, whether they reproach them, whether they make fun of them, they do what they have to do. So, and then the reverse is also true, that when people would praise you, that wouldn't affect you either, right? Sometimes when people feel like they need to, that other people are paying attention, then they do things in a different way. No, for him, it didn't matter. He did what he had to do. So this is one of the ziyarat, which is very important. And scholars like Marhum Ayatullah Behjad, they would recommend that on the day of Ghadir, among all the different special acts of worship that inshallah we get a chance to do, this is one of them, that make some time to do it. If you can't do it on the day of, then you can do it another time, for example, the night of, or any other day as well too. It's one of those ziyarat that can be recited at any time. So one of the other things that the Imam alayhi salam is very famous for is that he was able to teach us some of the profound ways that we can get close to Allah by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, or through the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. You all know that one of the teachings that is from the Quran and from the hadith, and something which is acceptable to our intellect, is the teaching of tawassul, that when we want to get to Allah and we want to get to Him fast, we want to get closer to Him, then we do so by taking the help of others, right? We use a means to get to. Like if you want to get to, for example, oh, we do have children, they're just not in the hall, I see. Okay, so if you want to get to, let's say San Francisco, you can go by foot, but what you want to do is you take a vehicle that will get you there faster, if you want to get there faster, right? It just makes sense. So what is our vehicle for being able to arrive at Allah faster and more safely? It's the vehicle of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, doing tawassul to them, seeking their intercession. Now, in Ziyarat Jami' al-Kabira, if you read that ziyarat, it's such something which is so powerful that the great ulama, they say that when you go to visit any of the imams, right, if you have a choice, let's say you only had time to do one ziyarat, either you do the ziyarah, which is makhsus, like the one that you go and it's written specifically for visiting that imam, or you had a chance to do ziyarat Jami' al-Kabira, which one should you choose? They say that you should choose ziyarat Jami' al-Kabira. That's how powerful this ziyarah is, like in terms of what it conveys, like the way it teaches us about the Ahlul Bayt and the Muslim, their position. So one of the things that ziyarah teaches us, it says, why is it that we do tawassul? Why do we have to do that? So the Imam al-Islam says, he says that if I had found anybody who is closer to you, Ya Allah, who is more beloved to you, then I would have chose them as my shufa'a. I would have chose them as the people that I intercede with. But I didn't find anybody else, meaning those who are the closest, those who are the most perfect, those who have the most excellent virtues, those who have the purest of hearts, that I can take and I say that this is who I want to be like. These are my example, right? They are the ones. So alhamdulillah, in this opportunity that we had, we got a chance to hear about some of the really deep aspects of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. He being the 10th of the 10th Imam alayhi salam, right? At that position, he was able to do something which is very unique. He was able to explain, the position of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam through the means of these two ziyarats in a way that before you could say wasn't done. And some scholars have said that some of the fadail of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it took all those years and all those generations until the time of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, where in this ziyarah they were able to be explained. And so there's something that we really owe him.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.